This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The price of copper took a digger today, down almost 3% on the New York Mercantile Exchange, due, as happens sometimes in capitalism, to some convoluted trades and financing deals over in China. It's not copper, specifically, that we're interested in today, but another related non-ferrous metal that is oh so important to the way things work. Our every now and then contributor Justin Rowlett from the BBC business program Business Daily has been working on a series about individual chemical elements and how they affect the global economy. It's called Elementary Business, and today it's tin, symbol SN on the periodic table, atomic number 50, as I said earlier. Justin, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Kai. How are you today?
I'm well. Tin is the topic at hand.
I know. It doesn't sound very interesting,
no.
Does it?
So what?
But it is.
All right, go.
Well, it is quite interesting. You know, I mean, what I hadn't really understood about tin was that it was key to, if you like, the first technological revolution man ever undertook. And that was the development of bronze, hence the Bronze Age, when we mixed tin with copper, two quite soft metals, to create a much harder alloy. And mankind found this crucially kept a sharp edge. So they started making tools and particularly weapons out of it. And, you know, we moved away. This is how we moved away from the Stone Age, thanks to tin. So tin's right there at the very kind of dawn of civilization.
Talk to me about today then. I mean, let's fast forward, you know, 40,000 years.
5,000.
All right, 5,000.
But no, it's not that long ago that these developments were made. It gives you a sense of man's progress, I suppose. So what is tin used for? Well, amazingly, tin is actually the glue that holds the modern world together, in the sense that tin is the basis of solder, which is used in all electronics.
Oh, soldering,
so tin
yeah.
still has an absolutely crucial role in the world. And the other extraordinary thing that I discovered about tin is its role in glass manufacture, which
really?
I had no idea about.
All right, well, now you have to tell me about that.
Sheet glass is now made using the float glass process, Kai, which is when you float molten glass on a bath of molten tin, which
really?
Obviously allows it to become completely flat, yes. And it's actually very recent that that development took place. Before that, glass was incredibly labor-intensive, hot, dirty, dangerous process. You know, now it's a much cleaner, much less labor-intensive process, much safer process. And one of the reasons why glass is so cheap now, and also why you can make glass in such huge sizes, which allow the kind of, you know, beautiful
right.
you know, gossamer thin, you know, tower blocks that we see now.
I wonder who thought of that. You know, let's melt some tin, let's melt some glass-making stuff and see what happens.
Well, do you know what, Kai?
What?
It was an English bloke.
Yeah, sure it was.
No, it was. A guy called Alistair Pilkington. He came up with it in 1953, I think.
Do we have a lot of tin? I mean, you know, it seems fairly useful.
It is quite useful, and there is quite a lot of it around. It's not that rare, which is one of the reasons you could have this float glass method could use lead, but it's a bit poisonous. It could use silver. It could use gold. Those metals are a bit expensive. So one of the reasons why tin is used is because it's relatively abundant and relatively cheap.
All right. Be good. Justin Rowlett from the BBC. Thank you, sir.
Cheers, Kai.